Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The One Thing You Need to Know by science writer Marcus Chown is a brisk guide to the core ideas that underpin modern science, framed through a simple promise. For each big area, there is a single central insight that makes everything else easier to understand. Rather than building up from heavy mathematics or specialist jargon, the book focuses on clarifying the few foundational concepts that unlock whole fields, from physics and cosmology to biology and information. Chown draws on widely known scientific milestones and the human stories behind them to show how seemingly different phenomena connect through shared principles. The result is a primer designed for curious non-specialists who want coherence more than completeness. It aims to replace the feeling of scattered facts with a mental map, what matters most, why it matters, and how it reshaped our view of reality. Readers can expect an engaging, concept-first tour that prioritizes insight over detail while still respecting the rigor of science. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of a single unifying idea. A central theme of the book is that scientific understanding accelerates when you identify the dominant principle that organizes a subject. Instead of memorizing many separate facts, you look for the deep constraint or rule that makes those facts inevitable. Chown uses this approach to help readers see why science is not just a catalog of discoveries, but a set of powerful compression tools for reality. When you grasp the unifier, you can predict, reason, and connect ideas across domains. This mindset also explains why certain breakthroughs feel revolutionary. They do not merely add a new fact, they change the framework that tells you what questions are meaningful. The method encourages readers to ask better questions, such as what is being conserved, what information is available, what selection pressures exist, or what symmetries the system obeys. It also highlights how models work. They are simplified stories that capture the decisive feature while ignoring distractions. By repeatedly returning to the idea of one crucial insight per topic, the book trains a transferable skill, the ability to search for structure, and it provides a clear strategy for navigating complex science without becoming overwhelmed. Secondly, physics as rules, symmetries, and constraints. In the physics portions, the emphasis is on the notion that nature is governed by compact rules and that many apparent complexities are consequences of a few constraints. Rather than treating physics as a sequence of formulas, the book's concept-driven approach highlights the ideas that explain why those formulas take the shape they do. Readers are invited to think in terms of invariances and conservation, since these often provide the shortest route to understanding motion, energy, and interactions. The discussion naturally points toward the role of symmetries in modern physics, where what remains unchanged under transformations reveals what must be conserved and how particles and forces can behave. This way of thinking helps unify everyday mechanics with deeper frameworks like relativity and quantum theory, even if the book stays accessible and avoids heavy derivations. Chown's style tends to foreground the intuitive meaning, how a constraint limits what is possible, how a principle rules out certain outcomes, and why a small set of assumptions can generate many testable predictions. The payoff is a clearer mental model of physics as an organized system of ideas, not a daunting pile of equations, making later topics in cosmology and quantum concepts easier to absorb. Thirdly, cosmology and the story of a changing universe. When the book turns to cosmology, it frames the universe as something with a history, governed by underlying principles that shape large-scale structure and cosmic evolution. Instead of listing astronomical objects, the focus is on the conceptual shift that the universe is dynamic and that its past can be inferred from present evidence. This includes the broad picture of how matter and energy behave on the biggest scales, how expansion sets the stage for the formation of galaxies, and how observations constrain competing explanations. The one key idea approach is especially useful in cosmology because many details are uncertain or counterintuitive. A reader benefits most from understanding what anchors the field. Chown's popular science perspective typically emphasizes how measurement and theory interlock, redshifts, background radiation, and the distribution of matter are not isolated facts, but parts of one inferential chain. The topic also naturally raises questions about what the universe is made of and how confident we can be about invisible components, pushing readers to appreciate the difference between direct detection and explanatory necessity. The result is a coherent overview that helps a non-specialist see cosmology as evidence-based reasoning about origins, evolution, and the limits of knowledge. Fourthly, life and mind through information and evolution, a major bridge across disciplines, is the idea that biology becomes far more intelligible when you treat life as an information process shaped by evolution. The book's organizing style points readers toward the key insight that natural selection is not merely a description of change, but an algorithmic principle that accumulates functional complexity over time. Once that is understood, many biological patterns make sense. Adaptation, diversity, arms races, and the emergence of intricate structures without a guiding hand. Chown's broader science writing often connects this to the concept of encoding and copying, since heredity is fundamentally about storing instructions and transmitting them with variation. Framing life this way also provides a route into understanding the mind. Brains can be seen as systems that build internal models from data, aiming to predict and act effectively. While the book is not a neuroscience textbook, the concept-first approach can help readers see why questions about perception, consciousness, or intelligence frequently come down to representation, feedback, and learning under constraints. By treating evolution and information as central, the narrative ties together molecules, organisms, and cognition into a single story, complexity that grows through selection on replicating patterns and through systems that process signals to reduce uncertainty. Lastly, how science knows what it knows. Beyond individual fields, the book highlights what makes scientific knowledge reliable, the practice of building models that can be tested, refined, and sometimes discarded. The most important idea here is that science progresses by linking explanations to observations in a way that allows reality to push back. Chown's approach encourages readers to understand the difference between a plausible story and a constrained theory, where numbers, measurements, and predictions limit what can be believed. This topic also emphasizes uncertainty as a feature rather than a flaw. Error bars, probabilistic reasoning, and competing hypotheses are part of the machinery that keeps science honest. Readers are guided to see why counterintuitive claims can still be rational if they are the best fit to evidence, and why consensus is not a vote, but an accumulation of converging results. The book also implicitly teaches how to evaluate popular science narratives, ask what would count as disproof, what assumptions are being made, and how alternative explanations fare against the same data. In this sense, the work is not only a tour of ideas but also a guide to scientific thinking, helping readers become more critical consumers of claims about health, technology, and the universe. In conclusion, this book best suits curious general readers, students who want a big-picture scaffold before diving into coursework, and professionals outside science who need a clear conceptual map without advanced math. It is also a strong choice for anyone who enjoys popular science but feels their knowledge is fragmented across documentaries, articles, and trivia. The practical benefit is mental organization. By focusing attention on the core insights that make a field click, readers can remember more, connect ideas faster, and ask sharper questions about news, technology, and scientific debates. That improved literacy can influence everyday decisions, from evaluating health claims to understanding risk, uncertainty, and evidence. Compared with broader encyclopedic science overviews, this title's value is its discipline selectivity. Many similar books try to cover everything and end up offering quick summaries that do not cohere. Chown's One Key Idea framework is different because it prioritizes conceptual leverage, the few principles that generate understanding rather than the many facts that merely decorate it. If you want a compact, readable guide that strengthens your intuition across major scientific domains and leaves you with memorable anchors for further exploration, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Marcus Chown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.